It's hard to get away from discussions about lead in Milwaukee these days. One concern is how much residents know about the risks and how they can protect their families. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met two people who understand the issues but have lingering concerns.
I met Carol Hayes at her duplex in the River West neighborhood. Like many people, her awareness of the risks associated with lead in water date back to the crisis in Flint, Michigan.
And then people here started going...
Hayes was quite sure her building, built in 1924, had lead service lines, but had trouble sorting out how best to filter her water and that of her upstairs tenants. Hayes went to the City of Milwaukee's website and says she didn't find answers at her fingertips.
If there's a problem, tell me what to do. I shouldn't have to spend tons of time sleuthing out the answers. That's what government, I think, is getting paid to do.
Later, she received an insert in her water bill
saying these are the things you should do, but it didn't say where can you get appropriate filters. I'm sure I could have done a better job of searching around, but I didn't.
Last week, Hayes took a deep breath, fired up her laptop, looked up contact information, and picked up her cell phone.
Thank you for calling the Milwaukee Water Works.
And reached customer service.
Good afternoon, Milwaukee Water Works.
Hayes learned the lateral pipes that connect her home to the water main are lead, and with a little prompting...
Hang on, I'm looking for a drinking water.
...found what she needs to look for when she purchases a water filter and where she can get her water tested. 10 miles south in the Garden District, Noelle Chesley shows me the water filter she installed on her kitchen faucet well over a year ago.
That light is supposed to flash green if the filter's okay, yellow when it's going to need to be changed, and red when it absolutely needs to be changed.
A few months after its installation, the signal stopped functioning, so Chesley has had to resort to keeping track on her kitchen calendar. She says that's just one of the challenges of using a water filter properly.
You come up with questions about, you know, should I be rinsing my fruit in the filtered water or the regular water? Do I cook my pasta with it's not clear, and I assume that that's probably true for a lot of people.
Chesley's interest in filters goes beyond her role as a parent. It's also professional. Chesley, a UW Milwaukee professor, has studied the social impacts of interacting with technology.
I started to really think about what's happening with these filters once they enter people's homes.
She'd like to learn how to help families ensure the filters they install are truly doing what they're designed to accomplish.
Is it more about educating people, or is there some other barrier that I just can't anticipate? Are we going to have more help with installation services?
Chesley applied for grants to dig into the topic. So with her students' help...
If the funding comes through, we'd be in the field this summer conducting interviews with filter recipients.
The City of Milwaukee is considering if and how it could deliver filters to more at-risk Milwaukee families. They number in the tens of thousands. Chesley hopes her research can help families get the most out of filters, so fewer kids' lives are permanently impacted by lead and water. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.